Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Digital technology can be a powerful tool in the hands of creative people. And as Yung-Jin Yu, professor of management information systems at Temple University, explains, creative power in the digital age has a habit of mimicking the creative power found in nature.
The rise of digital technology is changing the way man-made systems develop, or perhaps more appropriately, evolve. Consider the YouTube video Charlie Bit Me. A man posted a short video clip of his toddler Charlie biting his older brother's finger. Within a few months, it attracted 130 million views. More interestingly, over 6,000 creative adaptations, what we call mashups, saw Charlie's antics reenacted by puppies, senior citizens, Lego blocks, and even unicorns. It's common for new digital objects like those video adaptations to develop in an uncoordinated fashion, quite divorced from their designer's original intent. My research suggests that unique aspect of digital technology causes development to look less like intentional design, but more like natural evolution. And the content of a digital object is not fixed like that of a videotape or a book. It can instead be programmed and reprogrammed without limit and at very little cost. Since technology's natural evolution increasingly strays from designer's intent, we have begun researching the science of artificial by drawing on a natural science, evolutionary biology. Technological mashups can breed a nearly infinite variety of new digital objects. It is practically impossible for researchers to understand such objects' underlying similarities by studying their diverse surface-level traits or their phenotypes in biological terms. Just as modern theories of evolution showed connections between seemingly disparate biological species, so are we seeking to identify digital objects, building blocks, or genotypes to bring clarity to the evolution of business processes and technological innovations. This new field of organizational genetics may help businesses and innovators gain more understanding and even more control of the technological evolution shaping our world.
That was Yung-Jin Yu of Temple University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.